The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm gonna get you high today, cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord in the hot bitch, lease away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So this next little guy in Kansas City, gotta love him. He was in his bedroom when a drunk driver crashed through the wall and trapped him under a Jeep.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Want to be. The kid's been through some stuff, you guys. Wait till you hear him. He walked away with minor injuries, but he has a message for the driver that crashed into his bedroom. And here's his story.
On this house boards up the room of a 9-year-old boy. And he is lucky to be alive. This is a photo of the Jeep that slammed into this house at 2 a.m. Tuesday. Underneath it, Jameson Langley, who had been up late watching YouTube.
At first, I was just screaming cuss words at him. I'm like, what the flip, dude? I'm under here.
Pinned underneath the truck, unable to move and having difficulty breathing, Jameson says he was thinking of his guardian angel.
My dad passed in like January, so I hope that didn't happen to me. And if that did, at least I would be with him.
Asking his dad for help.
Get me out of here. Mainly just that, and I'm scared.
Jesus.
Quite a lot.
A paramedic named Chris stepping in for Jameson's dad, keeping the boy calm, reassuring him everything would be okay.
He was talking to me, making sure I could feel everything.
Jameson has a message for the man in his mid-40s who police say was drunk, driving so fast the family's doorbell camera didn't pick him up until he hit the house.
He trapped me under his Jeep for over an hour. And my bedroom and everything is in there is destroyed. Thanks to my bunk bed's destroyed. My dresser's destroyed. My room's destroyed. If you're seeing this, this is all your fault.
It was in the yard when he crashed, and it's now absolutely destroyed.
Somehow, Jameson got out of the traumatic incident with just cuts and bruises, but his stuff didn't fare so well.
That's the screen to that window. And that, I'm pretty sure, was my old Lego bucket. Yep. If you look, there's actually still some Legos in it.
While surveying the damage,
Legos.
A bright spot.
Yes, all of it got saved.
Jameson finding this.
Oh, thank God.
His prize recorder. The
I'd react the same way if I found a recorder.
With the Kansas City Symphony. The thing Jameson is most upset about now is the crash ruined his PS4, and he was kind of excited because he thought maybe he could replace it with an Xbox, but insurance says it will just replace the PS4, so.
It's like, this is brutal. I'm excited about a flute.
What the flip, dude?
Okay.
It's great.
He's hilarious.
Oh my God.
He's awesome.
So, will you excuse me while I play this recorder?
Yes.
It's the only entertainment I've had in the last 2 days because of you know who, the 40-year-old piece of trash. That crashed into my bedroom because he loves his boots.
Look how hard it is to get a Jeep going that fast. That's almost impossible.
He must have started from another town.
To get it going so fast that a camera can't even pick it up doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy.
It's just a V6.
So he was under there for an hour. He's like, you're real scumbag. You're real douche. You're real douche. PlayStation's okay, I swear to God.
It's not.
Can you mind handing me my recorder while I'm under here? I'd like to play some songs of sadness.
But his parents, or his mom, was thrilled. And he found that recorder. She was probably like trying, like threw it in.
It was around the corner in a bucket.
Yeah, she probably saw it.
I
was like, oh God.
He was so excited when he found it.
There are recorders in my house, and I can tell you how bad it is.
It doesn't last long in my house.
Brutal time for parents when the recorders come out.
Oh my God.
You guys, though, for a second, I'm like, what did he find? What is his treasure?
Can we go back to that?
What's his treasure that he found? He seemed so excited.
Destroyed. My dresser is destroyed. My room
is
destroyed.
This is my Legos.
If you're seeing this, this is all your fault.
You scumbag.
Got your trash.
His bike, just everything he loves, destroyed.
Piece of scratch.
Somehow, Jameson got out of the traumatic incident with just cuts and bruises, but his stuff didn't fare so well.
That's the screen to that window. And that, I'm pretty sure, was my old Lego bucket. Yep.
That's my flipping Lego bucket. I have Star Wars Legos. Holy flip.
Jameson finding this. The surprise reporter, the fourth grader, played during the school year with the Kansas City Symphony.
What is it going to be? The Kansas City Symphony.
He even flipped it. Like he had a little flip that he did. He flipped it and caught it.
You're recording your news. But I need to play my recorder for at least 5 minutes. I'm really excited. I thought that piece of drunken trash, had destroyed it and taken my music away.
What I love is that the news team that showed up was just like, listen, just record everything this little kid does.
Yes.
For the next 2 hours. Capture everything he does.
And they were smart.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, you guys did think he was going to swear right out of the gate.
Oh my God.
I saw your reaction.
Dude, I'm under here.
Pinned underneath the truck.
At first, I was just screaming cuss words at him. I'm like, what the flip, dude? I'm under here.
Do you think he was actually really swearing? Because I do.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he was definitely really swearing.
For sure.
Because he plays on PlayStation. So, you know, he's the one that, you know, calls you all sorts of horrible things.
Yeah.
Insinuates that my sexuality is different. And
my sexuality is different.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that kid right there, that's
talks
his
goat. Stuff to your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not even good for mouse and keyboard.
Just sitting under a vehicle like, this is just great. He's got a real...
You suck at this game! You're gay!
He's been through some stuff, though, so glad he found his recorder, that little guy.
I get these, like, moments where I really kind of worry myself that I, you know, forget stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing, like, troubling. Well, I guess it could be troubling. But, like, you know, I send James stuff to post on the website every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him an article this morning, and he's like, oh, by the way, Dave, we posted that thing last year.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Yeah, we posted it. We talked about it. Could have even been one of
the
show even. Yeah. Yeah.
Last year. Honestly, you guys, not a glimmer of a memory. I'm like, oh my God. Well, I read it this morning. I'm like, hilarious.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to talk about that for sure.
Huh.
Don't.
It happens quite a bit.
We've been worrying about your memory for years.
Yeah, it happens quite a bit.
Yes. I think, though, here's the thing. Like, there's certain things that I remember.
Yeah.
When it comes to the stuff we talk about on the show, it's almost like I have a certain memory bank for that and I just delete it.
Yeah.
Right? I got to make room for new stuff.
Your brain won't get rid of the jingles to make room for new memories.
Yeah. I guess. That's it. I filled up my brain with jingles.
Yeah, you're
and
all
I can't,
jingled up.
Can't keep any more files.
Yeah, if everything was a jingle, you'd remember it all.
It's true.
It's probably true. It's unfortunate. I gotta make everything a jingle.
Yeah, like every day he has to write a little jingle about what we did that day.
So he'll remember. Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Talked for like this story and talked about dicks. Then we talked about prostitutes. Talked about swinging, and then we talked about food.
Food hacks.
Food hacks. Food hacks. What are your food hacks? Food hacks. Food hacks.
Give us a call with your food hacks.
Yeah. I mean, if you did that, then you might remember.
Can you write one about a grandma mistaking sex toys for socks?
What? A grandma tried to put socks on, but
They were dildos. Grandma tried to put socks on, but they were dildos.
Very good. They're actually more of sleeves.
Sleeves.
For
a grandma tried to put socks on, but they were pocket put.
Was that
scratch.
The story from a
yeah.
year ago?
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. But I definitely have to block some of that stuff out. I mean, a grandma and dildo socks or whatever.
What?
Silicone sleeves.
Silicone sleeves.
You know, like yeah. like a fleshlight. She tried to put basically two right. fleshlight on her feet.
That's not.
Do you guys
What's crazy, I don't remember that at
okay,
all.
Thank no, God. Okay, no. thank God it's not just
Are
me.
Are you sure, James?
I'm positive we talked about it.
Mm. Okay. I believe you.
If you go down and look at
your
the date, too, when the
story
oh, yeah. was. Mm. So I was like, well, maybe it happened again. Another grandma made a mistake of trying to put the pocket sleeves on her feet.
Right.
She thought they were thermal socks.
Yes.
Yes.
Quite thick.
Grandmother mistook silicone sex toys for a pair of thermal socks and tried to wear them before bed.
Did they just repost the story or
they
something?
They must have, yeah, or someone
God,
sent it.
I don't remember this at all.
Okay, thank God, you guys, because no, I don't remember it.
Are you sure, James?
You guys don't remember even the pictures. Oh, my God. Yes.
No, I don't remember this.
Thank goodness, you guys. I thought I was alone.
I don't remember it. Do the story again.
I feel like I would remember this, too.
Me, too.
Why did this happen? Why did this lady put the... How, why is there two of them? And why... Where'd she get them?
How old is this lady?
Two of them.
Yeah, they got like a backup one.
I think the woman is Asian.
She is Asian. This is in Japan.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if they say her age.
Is there a date on this?
Yeah, it was from last year. So that's why
it really was
from
last year.
It was, but I honestly, I don't remember it at all.
But like, it's one of those things. Is it sometimes we post stuff and then
don't talk about it?
And never get to it?
No, this stuff we would always get to. It's just like fringe stuff that we wouldn't talk about.
I feel like this would even lead to a conversation. Like, when did you mistake something? Wasn't for a sex toy or something along the lines of that.
Oh God, that's a real. It's probably true.
That
I'm sure that
bell.
Was. I'm sure that was exactly Dave's plan.
I don't know. No, not today. Oh. I'm taking it somewhere else. But, yeah, that's.
Huh.
I have no memory of the. And this feels like something I remember.
Sure, her dildo sex toy feet.
She's got rubber vaginas on each foot.
Like, two different ones.
Two different ones.
I could
Grandma,
easily block
two different
it
styles.
Out. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. My brain seems to purge.
But yeah,
everything.
What's wrong with us, huh?
It's real weird.
Well, no, but my that's brain purges the stuff we talk about because I feel like it. We just talk about so much stuff that I can't
Elon
possibly
to unlock
keep up.
The brain so that we can. Like, wouldn't it be wild? You got an implant in your brain, and then everything that happened in your life, you remembered.
There's a
like,
black.
I mean, it could probably could really mess you up because I do think that don't you feel like your brain like forgets stuff that was real bad?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like,
they've
so if you
that.
Had
they've
like
protects you, yeah.
Say like grade three for me was really really bad. I wouldn't even remember it.
Right.
It you
just
know?
Is a blank.
So, but then I go get this Elon Musk brain, you know, hyper brain thing, and all of a sudden I can speak with computers, and that's great. But then I also remember every single thing that ever happened to me. I realized my dad was a piece of,
Yeah.
My mom was, beat me. Oh like, I mean, it's the double-edged sword of, like, unlocking that human brain power.
Those are hypothetical things, right, Chuck?
You know the only thing, James? Maybe this was when we were on vacation and it was posted, because it's in July. I don't know. It may be... We
that
didn't
could be
like it.
It
was posted, but we didn't get
oh,
to talk
so
about it.
Oh, so maybe it was like content that was put up there, but we didn't get around
right.
to it.
So you remember it because you post all that stuff up.
But if it was that time in July,
then
I wouldn't have been in either.
You were not in.
Yeah.
What a mystery.
I don't know. And no one can explain it anyway.
I swear. Right, I remember having a conversation. I think Chuck and Andy were making jokes about taking the inserts off grandma's feet.
We don't have text working yet.
Yeah,
people
it
are
is.
Texting oh. saying they don't remember, do they?
There it is. That's the old post. It's on the website for sure. Grandma mistakes a sex toy for thermal socks.
So and somebody said we talked about it, and then the tool that helps pull your socks up. That
oh.
rings a bell too, but
yeah,
I don't know
that
if
rings
those two
a bell.
Are related.
Well, yeah, because
I think Andy was having some sock issues. Sorry, Andy, to bring those up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I don't know.
Some people remember it, some people don't.
Like but it us. Is, yeah. Your brain is weird. Like trauma, it erases trauma to
I know.
Protect you. But then that stuff comes back sometimes later in life, and you
yeah.
get flashes of it.
Well, that's every time Elon's talking about Neuralink and stuff like that, it's always the question in my head that I have that no one's asked him yet.
Yeah.
Like, is it maybe bad to totally unlock every memory in your brain?
I bet it is.
It probably is. Mm-hmm. We probably block things out as they've proven for a reason.
That's what you go to therapy for.
Yes.
Yeah.
When, yeah.
Help you out.
But you know what's funny, too? Sometimes I think that some stuff happens to you that you've changed over time that you think is this terrible thing or that it was, but it really never happened that way.
Right. It's like a miss.
You've almost put yourself into a situation that never really.
Like, or you're living in some kind of fear that if you could just remember exactly what really happened, like, oh, well, maybe that was not. Why am I so scared of that?
Right.
I don't know.
Misinterpretation.
It's weird. Brain's weird.
The brain is really weird.
We were off that day. So that it probably was posted and then we weren't here to talk about it.
Mm. But somehow James remembers.
Well, if it's sex toys on feet, James is not going to forget sex toys on feet.
No, it's a very vivid memory. Just like the grandma tried to put socks on.
Yeah.
Grandma tried to put socks on. Like that song stuck in my brain forever.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why it was
the grandma.
Every show will come up with a song, and that's how it was designed.
Do you feel better though now?
I do feel better because I really, honestly, I'm like occasionally, most of the time, I'll say when something like that happens, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'll have like a vague memory.
But I would have remembered those photos because that's how my brain works, where I might not remember that we did something then. It's like, oh, the two photos of the vaginas.
Yeah.
Like side by side that you knew she put on her feet.
That's a new one. The photos that they showed were them on her feet and then trying to pull them off of her feet were the two photos.
I don't know. People are saying we talked about it.
Uh-oh.
But they're saying we talked about it like similar. A couple of months ago.
It could be we could talk about something similar, but nothing like.
But not this exact story.
No.
Perhaps. Yeah. All right. Anyways,
okay.
Two men with machetes entered the wrong house in New South Wales, Australia, before quickly realizing their error.
Oh, Jesus.
One of them has just been acquitted of entering a home armed with a weapon. Here's what happened. They had been hired to carry out some guy's fantasy.
A guy's fantasy?
A guy's fantasy.
Mm.
Crikey.
Imagine being the wrong guy.
Well, that's what happened, Chuck.
Yeah, but did they carry out the fantasy with me?
I don't want this.
You breaking in my house is a lot different than you carrying out the fantasy.
Because if the guy was like, you know, do whatever no matter what I say,
don't stop. I really want it bad.
Holy flip.
Holy flip indeed.
Mm-mm-mm.
So the fantasy is weird in itself.
Yeah.
He wanted two guys to break into his house with machetes, tie him up in just his underwear, and then stroke his genitals with a broom.
That's nice if you haven't had it done.
I have not.
It seemed bristly.
I've never had my genitals
brooms.
You get
a really soft broom.
You got to get a soft broom.
Yeah, they have some soft
ones. More like a feather duster or something.
Oh, that'd be nice too.
Yeah, well, sure.
A tickle.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's been dead many times.
Yeah.
The broom, though. I don't know. So the role play was arranged over Facebook by a man in New South Wales. He gave his address to these two guys that were going to help perform the fantasy for him. $5,000 is what he was paying.
Oh, my God.
If it was really good. If it was believable.
You know, okay.
If it got him to where he needed to get to.
Right.
But between the time of setting this up and it actually happening, he needed to move to a different address and forgot to send these two guys his new address.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
So they entered
the numbers right.
They entered a home on the street of the original address. When the resident noticed a light on in his kitchen, he assumed it was a friend who came by every morning to make coffee, so he didn't think anything of it. Then two guys were standing above his bed with machetes.
It's unfortunate.
And a broom.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that?
Sweep you, Johnson.
I hope not. Better not.
We're here to sweep your genitals. They started to tie him up in his underwear. However this played out, they quickly realized it was the wrong guy. Thankfully, before they got to Bruman.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
They said, sorry, mate, shook the guy's hand, and ran out of his house.
We almost, yeah. Broom you wiener in bowls days.
Yeah, we did. Made you finish with a broom.
Think about got messy.
They then called the other guy, realized they were at the wrong place, and then took off over there. The guy who had been accidentally broken into called the police. They arrived at the property. The guys weren't far away. They figured out where they were, found the machetes in their car, and arrested them. The judge ruled the evidence did not suggest their actions were intentional. He said they carried the machetes either as a prop or something to use in a fantasy. That fantasy was unscripted, and there was discretion as to how it would be carried out. They say it was a commercial agreement to tie up and stroke a semi-naked man in his underpants with a broom. Entry was not with intent to intimidate. So they got off.
The other hilarious part of this is that other guy was sitting there. He's like, it's any minute now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's waiting. Yeah. Or do you think he totally forgot? Like, because you'd think if you were like, man, those guys are going to break in any minute, you'd realize, oh, man, no, they're going to break into that other house. So I think he had no clue. Like, yeah. He just totally forgot that he set something up with two
dudes
on Facebook.
That's probably part of the thing, right? Like, he said it months in advance or something, that's so it. He wouldn't know the day. Oh. Or maybe he just said, just pick a day. Oh. Break into my house. Like, that's part of the fantasy, maybe, the surprise part of it.
Because I always wondered that. Right. Like, if you had one of these crazy, you know, tie me up, you know, do all sorts of bad things to me type of fantasies. If you knew it was happening that night.
Take something away from it.
Right. You'd know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea of somebody doing that to you.
No one. You'd be like, why is this happening? How could 2020 get any worse? Why are you stroking my genitals with a broom? Why? Stop it. Why do you have a machete?
Stop it. Like, but then,
this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened.
You come to work. I'm like, so what'd you do last night?
I had the weirdest night of my life, Chuck. I had two men with machetes bust in on me, tie me up.
No.
And then started sweeping my genitals.
Like they were
my generals.
That is your generals.
Those are my generals. Yeah. They're 4-star, too.
Yeah.
But we would think you were crazy or on drugs or something.
Right.
You're like, you're delusional. Yeah. That didn't happen.
I'm going to talk to Andy again.
Poor
Andy.
Andy.
What
like,
do you want? You guys, Andy's into some stuff, huh?
Yeah.
He's into some stuff.
Shoot me straight. Are you getting your genitals broom?
Yeah. Were these the shroom people again? Yeah, Come on.
Yeah, we think you were into weirder stuff than we ever imagined. With no way we'd think it was an accidental.
I know, explaining it is like unfortunate.
To go through the fear of two men have machetes and it's like, I have to do whatever they're asking, and then they're like, they're tying me up to my bed.
Like, no.
And I'm just in my underwear, and then they get a broom and just start sweeping. I'm like, why are you guys doing this?
You're so
this
right. It'd be so hard to compute that in your head, like what they were doing to you.
And then you'd be like, someone asked for this?
Yeah.
Someone
afterwards,
else?
Yeah. With your coffee and blankets and stuff.
Because to no one else is that a good time.
No.
It's just to that one guy.
That one guy's weird.
Like,
kink.
All I need is someone to sweep me.
Yeah. All sweep, right. Sweep what would fingers. I call that? Dick Bruman? What would that be under?
Maybe broom torture? I think that would be different.
Yeah.
I bet that's the back of
the back. Broom.
Broom tickling.
Penis tickle.
Oh.
It definitely hurt.
Yeah, like a broom is not cool.
No.
I don't know. That just made like you'd be so confused.
I know.
Dude, are you guys gonna chop me up or what?
Like, and at some
sweep
point,
me or chop me
hey,
up.
At some point, they're like,
that.
"Sorry, it didn't work."
Wow. Okay, this is the first time in my life I've ever seen this. We broke in Google. I put penis tickled with a broom, and Google said it looks like there aren't any great matches for your search. I've never seen that on Google before in my life.
He invented it. This guy, this rich Australian.
But have you ever? They always come up with some stuff. It looks like there aren't any great matches for your search.
What?
Put in broom torture porn.
No.
I know, but I know we're going to see some stuff we don't want to see.
But that's going to be the other way.
I know it's going to be the other way, Lise, but maybe just maybe.
Brucey, it broom, torture, stick, forced, broom handle, torture.
Do that.
The old P tortured.
Oh, there's a guy getting...
What's going on with his ass? Why is it black? Why does he have a... Was that hair?
I don't know what's happening there.
There was.
You don't... That's probably not something to...
Yeah, generally this is going in lady bits or back doors. There's just no one getting their stuff. Okay. Oh, my God, my God, my God.
You're on a bad site.
Yes. God, get off. Go.
Put in mail.
Mail? Breast torture mail?
Yeah. Oh, okay, boy. Sorry, James.
Whoa,
that's the title on this one right there is crazy.
The Toilet Brush Sisters are really, really going at it.
No, there's not. This is only that one Australian guy's thing.
This guy invented it.
I mean, you can understand it. It makes no sense.
It doesn't.
In at all.
Yeah.
Someone's going to like use a curling brush on his Johnson.
I just picture the scene in Karate Kid where it's like, sweep the leg.
Sweep the dong, Johnny.
Two guys are.
You know what? That old saying, if you think of it, it's out there in porn world.
Yeah.
Well, we just proved that's not the case.
Wow, Rule 34 of the internet got destroyed.
Yep.
Guy had a true original.
I mean, there are people that they're sexually attracted to brooms, but...
No one that likes their genitals sweeped.
I mean, I don't know that we can say.
Son of a great bitch. Anyway, it's very bizarre.
It's expensive, too. $5,000.
$5,000?
Oh, my God, yeah.
How do you even find people to broom your genitals?
Craigslist.
Craigslist, that's your go-to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you broom a guy's genitals for $5,000?
Like, hell yes.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I mean, are they providing me with my own machete as well?
You know what? Of all the things you could be asked to do, it's very non-sexual on your behalf, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just have to tie them up.
You're far away.
It's like your social distance.
Yeah, you can social distance.
Yeah.
You don't have
your genitals like you couldn't believe.
You don't make any skin-to-skin contact. There's no liquids. It's just you, a broom, and a genital.
For $5,000, you can keep the broom when I'm done.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's $2,500 each.
Right.
$5,000's a lot.
It's a ton of money.
It's a lot.
I think you'd find very few people that would say no to that.
That's a hard one to turn down. Until I get an email from somebody who's actually serious about it.
No, I know.
Oh, well, gotta have a sit down with my fiance. All right, Cody. So, how badly do you want me to make $5,000?
I was gonna say, how badly do you want me to pay for my new streaming room?
Yes. $5,000. That's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
I just gotta broom a guy's genitals.
Maybe it would be a prank. Like if you prank someone.
No. Well, I thought about that, but then it's like that's bordering on some kind of very vicious charge, right? Like I thought about, man, what if I contacted two dudes to go over with machetes into Dave's house, tie him up,
Jesus.
And then just broom his Johnson around. And then at the end.
Why?
When you're crying and everything, you're like, just joking, Chuck sent us.
It was a prank.
Well, you don't do that. If you really don't like someone, you wouldn't say who, you know, it was.
Right, no.
You would keep it.
Like, so you're like talking about torturing someone you hate type of thing.
Yeah.
So that is just a full-on total crime.
Right. Yes, 100%. No question.
I was trying to keep it away from a crime, but I think it'd still be a crime.
It's pure crime.
Yeah. Even if I wanted to make a joke.
Yeah, it's a crime.
It's still a crime. You're going... Like, I am a little bit shocked. I guess the guy who they broke into, they figured it out right away.
Yeah.
Because if they would have put him through anything, like made him strip, tied him up,
they're in big trouble.
They would have went to jail.
Yeah,
I think they would have went to jail. So they must have been like, Steve,
and, and he's like, nah,
no,
not at all.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Yeah, you know, like they cleared it up. But two dudes kick your door in or whatever, and they got machetes. Like you probably poop yourself pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
You're gonna need a broom.
Someone said I'd do it for $100, but I wouldn't be gentle.
Yeah.
Oh. Everyone, $5,000 to broom genitals? Give them my number.
But then also, these guys are lucky that they didn't try to broom Andy's dad.
Right, and get blown away.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if they have guns in Australia.
No, they banned most of them.
I thought they collected them all, right?
Yeah.
You have to set up a sequence of safe words. Like, you need, like, a word, like, a some sort of a statement when you bust in the house to confirm, like, oh, it's on. And then also a word to use when, okay, I've had enough brooming of my genitals. Yeah. Stop.
Yep.
In order to not have a situation like this.
Dustbuster!
I wonder what's up with something like that, where like two dudes break in and try to do this to somebody, like my dad or something, and then he blows them away, and then
as far as your dad knew,
yeah,
it was two dudes with machetes breaking into his house.
He didn't know it was just for some genital brooming.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just some casual genital brooming, that's all.
Yeah. Yep. Someone said totally calling my balls generals now.
The generals.
The generals.
The old generals.
That's a great...
What's your orders, generals? Find a woman? No, I can't.
Attention. Stand at attention, generals.
Oh, they're here. 4 stars. Yeah. 8 stars between them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Weird, weird kink. But luckily, those guys not going to spend any time behind bars for breaking into the wrong house. They just got cleared.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A couple of stories to get to here this morning about some embarrassing moments with family members. And that's what we want to talk about on the Dave and Chuck lines if you want to chime in on this. What was your most embarrassing moment with a family member of yours? 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. Two, I want to talk about here first. A woman in England posted a bathroom selfie, but didn't realize you could see a reflection in the mirror of her boyfriend wiping his ass.
Oh.
Well, that's worse than the guy in the shower.
It is.
Yeah.
We spent so much time in the same space as our significant other these past few months that we've become blind to their trips to the bathroom. A 22-year-old woman named Shannon Butt, no joke, from England, recently posted a bathroom selfie on Instagram. She did not realize you could see a reflection in the mirror of her boyfriend wiping his ass.
There it is.
Oh, he's right a standing there. Wiper, he's a stander.
Oh, God.
I approve
he's
of
doing the
method.
James. He's doing the James. He is standing and wiping.
He knows how to get that butt clean.
He's really getting
I'll
in there.
Tell you, listen to me here and hear me now. In like almost 18 years of marriage, I have never wiped my ass in front of my lady.
Hey,
It's a real...
My lady has never seen me wipe my ass.
It's a good way to be.
I don't think anybody's seen me wipe my ass. Ever.
My first instinct is this is staged.
Yeah.
Because
it's so perfect.
Right. Yeah. And it's shocking. And,
like, she knows...
It's a lot of mirror work going on. Because she's taking a selfie in the mirror with the mirror behind her. Mm-hmm. So that means the toilet is, like, right next to her sink. But there's also a plant in the foreground. So how... Where is that toilet situated to where he's actually wiping his butt to where it's in that shot?
Yeah.
And is he actually a stand-in wiper? Is there even any toilet paper? I don't see any toilet paper on his hand. Is he wiping with his fingers?
Here's a question I have.
A lot of questions. Cops.
No, because cause think about it. If you're in this bathroom, the toilet is either on the right-hand side of whatever that little sink is, or it is...
Well, there's a lot of bathrooms set up like that, though, that... Everything's just out. Like, there's the tub, the shower, the toilet.
Right, but what I'm saying is this, okay? So if I was a stand-in wiper, okay?
Where would it be? Here?
It's over there. Yeah, it's over to the left. But if I was a stand, do you stand, turn around away from
the
toilet?
Too. I was going to say, I wouldn't turn around and face the toilet as I'm wiping. I'm standing up.
Yeah, show me.
I'm wiping.
Yeah.
You know, so you wipe
drop,
like this.
And wipe and drop.
Right in the toilet, flush.
Jesus.
Pull up your pants and go wash your hands.
Yeah.
I know exactly how James
so
wipes
it's not
his ass
like,
now.
Oh, I'm done pooping. Hold on.
Yeah.
Gotta wipe my ass.
Yeah. I mean,
wipe
I like
my face,
that better.
The toilet to wipe my butt. Okay.
Do it again.
Turn around and then drop it in the toilet. You know, all it doesn't make any sense.
So I'm kind of with you a little bit here, Lise.
Yeah. And then she's not going to be in a stinky bathroom. Look at her.
Right. Like, she's going to sit there with a dude deuces. I don't know.
Some people are animals. Some people are have no boundaries.
Yeah.
Everything's a possibility these days. You can't really believe anything. But if you want to see that, judge for yourself. It's up in DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. The other accidental embarrassing family moment is a mom in Florida. You're not going to like this lady. I'm going to tell you out the gate.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you out the gate. You're not going to like her because she can't speak for laughing, and it's highly annoying, but I have to let you hear a little bit of it. This happened in Florida. A mom posted video of herself on Facebook just after she had accidentally flashed her daughter and her daughter's friends on Zoom.
Jeez.
I guess her daughters were doing virtual classes in different rooms of the house, so she snuck off for a shower. She was walking across her bedroom naked to get her clothes, and when she heard her youngest daughter's voice, she didn't realize the daughter had moved to her room and was on the bed Zooming with the rest of her class.
My God.
As she was naked, and this is the video that she posted apparently just after this happened. Again, I know you're not going to like her, just...
Oh, let me turn her down on that.
Watch all of these videos! And people on the internet, and I don't believe it. And then it just happened.
You're right.
I was in the shower.
Dave called it.
And then I got out of the shower, and I walked across my bedroom to get my clothes. And all of a sudden, I heard my 7-year-old from my bed go, "Hang on, Bella." And then Bella goes, "I think we need to hang up. We might all be in trouble." And
oh,
I looked, and my 7-year-old was Zooming her friends from my bed, and they saw me naked.
Oh, you got a lot of problems.
I don't know why she was in my bed, but what?
Yeah, get a grip.
I'd be furious. An apology note to all
take one of your pills.
Yeah. Palmer medication immediately.
Take one of your chill pills. Don't flip, Mom.
Call them all liars and that they didn't really.
She also is crying from laughing so hard.
Yeah,
and like, but she just got out of the shower and her makeup is still running. Wash your face.
Oh. How is this real life? Oh. I watched this.
I hope it's over soon.
And I'm like, oh, we'll just, they're lying. Just stop.
Oh my God. That's halfway.
Oh my God.
She keeps going.
Could you imagine finishing that?
Oh my, still a minute and 17 seconds left of her going on and on and on. And I would report her to the authorities.
Yep. Call the police right away.
2 million views.
She got naked in front of 2 7-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, she didn't. Okay. She didn't know her kid was Zooming on her bed at the time. She was walking in her own bedroom.
Kids are going to be so messed up.
It's not great, but yes.
Friends are going to be so messed up.
My kid came into my, like, was like, "Hey, I was just Zooming with little Timmy and...
in your bed.
And Timmy's mom just walked in and it was totally naked." Yeah. I'd be like, "What?"
Right.
Like, what?
But even the other way around, if you walked by, I'd kill my kid.
Right.
What are you doing in here? Dad's naked!
I bet they were zooming to those other kids. They're like, "You just gotta get us out of here. We live with this crazy bitch.
She never stops laughing.
She can't breathe half the time when she's laughing. It takes her.
I got need.
If she tells you a 2-minute story, it feels like 3 weeks.
Do you think that this, like, before quarantine, she was like normal and everything was together, and now she's turned into this after months of quarantine?
I don't know. I think that. I think she started off as a lemon. If I'm being honest with you.
I think you're right, Andy.
I think she's been a lemon the whole time, if I were to guess.
You started off as a lemon. You're just a lemon.
Always started a lemon. Started a lemon and a lemon.
It's odd to call a person a lemon to you're just a lemon.
Reminds me a bit of Chewbacca Mom. Remember Chewbacca Mom?
Oh, yeah. I don't enjoy
stand
that
her
either.
I don't like her either. That Chewbacca Mom.
Yeah, that she kind of reminds me of that. Look wise and just the laugh, everything about it.
What are people saying? What are people saying in the comments?
Oh, I'm sure they love it.
Yeah,
they
love it.
That's all it's yelling. I have kids
sometimes
too.
You can see if you don't have Facebook.
Well, she takes a very misleading picture.
Yeah.
Her profile pic compared to.
That's her. She's saying that's her. in the profile pic?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, it is with a bright filter and looking straight up. The camera's on the ceiling.
She get a Lucasfilm to do her.
That's her.
Lucasfilm. Industrial
it
light.
It could have been 14 years ago. Who knows? So, for you, we're asking, what was your most embarrassing moment with a family member? Another story about a dude and his sister coming up in a second. But if you want to reach out, 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. This person said, when I was younger, I was in the car with my mom. She was on the phone with my dad. She says to him, oh, last night was amazing, except when I was on my knees and got a cramp in my leg. I've been traumatized ever since, they said.
Oh, your ruse.
Maybe they're playing Twister.
Yeah,
that
maybe.
Could have been it.
Maybe.
You hope. Mm-hmm. I know Dave would be like,
oh, it's just Twister.
Yeah, that's what I would have told myself in my head. Yep. Absolutely.
Mom always gets a cramp when it gets left leg yellow.
Yeah. Yep. Zach's with us. Hey, Zach, good morning.
Playing all those games.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks. What's your comment?
Kid, so when I was younger, I was tagging along with my older brother to go to his buddy's house, eh? So his mom was a biggin'. Like, she was pretty husky.
Yeah.
So before I left, my mom said, don't say anything about her weight, his mom's weight. So me being a kind-hearted soul, I walked up to her and said, you're not that fat, Mrs. Patrick.
Trying
to
be nice. Oh, yeah.
Didn't quite. Oh my God. You're not that fat.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That was tough for her, I'm sure.
It's like, I could have done without that. Yeah.
Never forget that one. Seriously, though, you're not that fat. Just a bit fat.
You're
fat for sure, 100%, lady, but.
You're a little son of a bitch, aren't you?
Not that fat. Yeah, Patrick. This story, a dude named Max shares a one bedroom apartment with his girlfriend. His sister was in town for a visit, and she said she'd be happy to sleep on the couch. After a meal and some chatting, it was time to wind down for the evening, but Max had his needs. So he slowly crept into his bedroom. The room was dark. He slinked into the queen-size bed, slid over to his girlfriend's side of the bed, grabbed her ass, pushed his manhood up against her.
Jesus, this is from, like, Penthouse Forum?
Mm-hmm. Graphically expressed his desire to explore her feminine goodness.
It is from Penthouse.
Using a word that rhymes with luck.
It's like old timey.
However,
Shakespeare porn.
He heard a different voice go, Max? Unbeknownst to Max, his girlfriend wasn't hearing of her sleeping on the couch and offered up their bed for his sister to sleep in. He wasn't aware of the switch.
Did he put himself inside of her already?
No.
Isn't that what you said?
No, pressed it up against her.
Oh, I thought he put it in.
No, he didn't put it in her. My God.
I thought that's what you said in your little limerick.
Come on. No.
Limerick.
I thought that's what it said.
No, pressed his manhood against her.
Oh.
Not in her.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was something that rhymed with luck.
Well, that he said he'd like to luck.
Oh. Okay. All right.
And it was his sister? That
but
was
it was like, his sister.
Mm. Well, you got to be sure who you're
now, his sister or her sister?
No, his own sister.
His very own sister.
His very own sister.
Grabbed her ass, too, huh?
Grabbed her ass, pushed his manhood against her, and said he wanted to F.
Wow.
You got to be sure who you're pressing your penis up against.
You sure do.
Yeah.
You definitely sure do. God, that's horrible.
Don't you hope you could tell somebody by the grab of their ass? I do.
I think I could.
I feel like I would know.
Could identify someone by a nice grab of their ass.
Four mystery asses in the dark, could I find my wife? I'm sure I could.
There are tons of Asian game shows that are just like that.
Where it's just an ass.
Where it's just an ass in a wall. And they have to, like,
they have to do stuff to asses. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen.
They do stuff to asses to try to identify
their
partner's is.
The wall of asses.
Yeah.
Is just disturbing. Crazy. The kinky newlywed game or something.
Crazy.
No, you're totally right. That happens. Amanda sent us an email. She said, my mom invited me over. I don't live that far. So I get there. I walk up the door. The window is wide open. Caught her giving her new BF a BJ on the couch. I turned around, texted her to say, hey, I'm here, and then laid on my horn to make her totally aware I was there. She has no idea I knew what happened.
Don't let her kiss you on the cheeks.
As you're like,
hey.
Settle down, Mom.
Yeeks.
No kissing.
No kissing at all.
Mom.
Go wash up.
She should have just left.
Right. Her new boyfriend. How many boyfriends did Mom have?
Mom's a whore.
Oh, yeah. Mom got around a bit. Yeah, her new
boyfriend, she's already. She's like, my daughter's on the way.
Let's get a quick one. She knew her daughter was on the way. She's still blowing the guy?
Yeah.
Come on, Mom.
Finish. You're running out of time.
get my hand involved.
Speed this up a bit. Go on the other side. Let me get this going.
Okay. All right. Alrighty then.
Yeah.
This person said, my 18-year-old son still doesn't know how to knock on our bedroom door. 18 years old. He got an eyeful a couple of weeks ago when I was in the middle of a deep dive on m'lady. The universe is a cruel bitch. A deep dive. You don't want to see a deep dive.
My whole life, I had never, ever go into my dad's bedroom.
Oh, my God. You said you could hear stuff.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was brutal. That's all the stuff that I...
That's
buried in my psyche.
Yeah, when Elon unlocks your brain.
Right. I'm like, no, put it back, Elon!
Yeah.
Put it back the way it was!
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. And say you can take it out after. So.
That's still something I have to tell our youngest, our 13-year-old. He'll still just bust into our bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, just cut. Mom, Dad, I'm like, what are you doing?
Got to lock the door.
Lock the door. Yeah.
I just don't think about it all the time.
Yeah.
And thankfully, nothing. He's never witnessed anything bad. Right. But I'm just saying, I know not to go into their rooms.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Without announcing my presence.
Yeah, but I guess they don't. I don't know why it is, but a lot of times kids don't think their parents do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, and I never heard it ever. I never, you know, I wouldn't have thought.
I did.
I know. It's different when you hear it.
That's brutal.
It's different when you hear it.
But I just, my whole life, my dad's bedroom, I never, like, went anywhere near it.
Yeah.
I don't, again.
Well, you knew the sounds must have told you to stay away.
Yeah. Well, the door was always shut.
Keep it shut.
Steered clear.
This person said, had morning wood when I was 13. I was yelled at to come down for breakfast, so I just tried the old tuck and hide. Well, my sister happened to be having a sleepover.
Uh-oh.
And her friends all called me out on it, started laughing, saying, Joe has a boner!
Jesus.
Tell the thing.
Shut up, whores.
Oh, wow. Poor Joe.
Yeah, that sucks.
This guy said, Mom thought I was taking a nap on the couch when I was little. Unfortunately, I overheard her telling my aunt in detail about how her and my stepdad joined the Mile High Club.
Oh.
You wish you were sleeping.
Yeah, you got to get out. You got to cover those ears. Get you some beats.
Scott's in Tampa. Hey, Scott. Hey. Good morning.
Yeah, I got a very traumatizing story. I was in like 6th, 7th grade. And we lived in an old house up in Chicago, and you had to have your doors open at night to let the heat in. So one night, middle of the night, I wake up, and I hear my mom and dad, you know, some noise coming from their room. Didn't think much of it. Next thing I know, I hear my dad, like, strike a match and light a cigarette, and my mom gets out of bed and goes into the bathroom. And she had the bathroom door open. It was midnight, whatever, and all of a sudden I hear... spit, and she started brushing her teeth.
Oh, my sweet God almighty.
Oh, that one will stick with you. That one will stick with you.
Well, you would just assume Mom was just brushing her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom went into the bathroom.
I don't want to get that one stuck in my head. No!
Nobody brushes their teeth like that.
Then she brushed her teeth.
Went to bed. Because she just gave Dad some. Goodness. This guy said his drama, I saw my dad naked and I felt so inadequate.
Dad dogs.
Yeah.
One more here. Scott's with us in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott. How you doing?
Prepare to peg.
What was your most embarrassing moment with a family member?
So I was driving in the car with my cousin. I'm 16. She's 21. And I chew tobacco. You guys ever see when you pack the tin and you flick your wrist, you know, the motion?
Yeah.
So I was like, I was driving. And, I mean, she was driving. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I, rather than say, can I chew, I did the hand motion. And she thought I was asking if I could masturbate.
Oh, no.
And
she's like,
yeah, she's like right here in the car. She's like, do you want me to pull over? Do you want to go to Dunkin' Donuts in the bathroom?
Oh, wow. And then I was she's like, so accommodating.
Oh, she was like so up. She was like, didn't know what was going on. And then finally, I was like, wait a minute. What do you think I'm asking? She's like, are you asking me if you could jerk off in my car? I'm like, no, definitely not asking you that. It was super embarrassing, but we laughed about it.
Oh, my God.
Afterwards.
Yeah. But what a wonderful cousin. That's like, crazy. Should I pull over? Do you want to go to a Dunkin' Donuts? What do you want?
Emergency?
Yeah, okay. Like, let's take care of it.
It sure is. You mind if I? Now, you know. Mm-hmm. I need to. Now. Right now. Find a parking lot.
Cousin.
Cause.
That's strange.
It was very strange. Yeah.
Very, very sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should I pull over now?
Willing to help him take care of it.
I'm accommodated. Yeah. Go ahead.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, a mysterious shadow has been caught darting out from an elevator on a hotel's closed-circuit television, with believers in the paranormal branding it an evil ghost. The creepy spirit was recorded at the Eagle's Nest Hotel in Quincy, Illinois. Staff members have been reporting strange things happening there for years. In this clip, a hotel corridor is standing apparently empty with a cleaning trolley resting motionless and unattended next to the doors of the elevator. Suddenly, a black shadow with a vaguely humanoid shape flickers through the doorway. It momentarily appears to hide behind the cleaning trolley and then darts back again. You'll see it come into the shot here. They put
a red circle.
Yeah, they put a red ring around where exactly it appears. It's coming any second now. There, here it comes.
Well, that isn't good.
That's wild, right?
That is not good.
I saw that and I was like, oh, what?
What? It's going to happen again here. You'll see it. Guess you missed it the first time around. So there's the cleaning cart. That's the elevator.
Trying to see if it blocks anything.
Or is it just stealing some of those mini shampoos or something? Or...
Is it just a tiny little cleaning lady?
No.
Can't be. She has superpowers if that's the case.
Like she like teleports around like Nightcrawler from the X-Men does.
But classic shadow person.
Well,
what's on the other side of that door?
It's an elevator, they say.
It's an elevator.
So it can't be.
It's almost like someone almost decided to walk out, but then they didn't. And maybe their shadow is showing.
From an elevator?
Well, because if you're tall.
But the elevator doors don't even open.
The doors are not open?
No. That's the closed elevator door right there.
That's just great. I'm just trying to...
Make sense of it?
What could it be? A reflection of a tiny little Latino?
Dude, I'd so get the price knocked down if I started seeing shadow people.
No, that's weird, man.
Yeah, no, that's not a
shadow.
That's
100% weird,
so
right?
This is the security camera?
Yes, at this hotel.
It's shaky.
Yeah, someone's taping it off a screen.
See? Oh, yeah.
Taping it off a screen.
Dude. We do have cookies in the lobby. Also shadow people.
Also shadow people. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm not, like, no way on earth would I. I am not a huge, crazy ghost guy, but no way on earth would I stay at that hotel.
No.
I'd sleep right in that elevator.
I know you would. What's the hotel about?
Yeah, like,
what's its story?
What hotel? Which hotel?
Eagle's Nest. Let's look it up here. Yep. Eagle's Nest.
Find out what's going on with that.
Yeah, see if it's an old hotel or
Quincy, Illinois. There it is there.
That's it.
Very affordable.
My God.
Yeah.
It's scary without the shadow guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
I mean, but it's
oh, look at the carpet.
But it's not
no,
that. It's
on.
Not like an 1800s.
No,
it's got a,
it's just
got
scary
a
in other ways.
Pool.
It has a hot tub.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrifying, it's, but
not
ooh,
the best.
It's a bit run down.
Oh, it's bad. It's yeah, real
it's
bad.
Run down. It's been around probably since the 70s, if not sooner.
Shadow person's like, get me out of here, dude.
But like,
the shadow person is the least of your problems.
That's my favorite.
It's Lisa's at the front desk.
Oh.
Look
oh.
at the door. Look at the murder door.
Oh, no.
It's got a murder door.
And it's just in the corner of the room, too.
What?
Why is there a murder door?
Yeah, that door
in the middle,
is not attached to anything.
Room.
That's like that's not art.
It was a pool.
That
pool's a bit foggy.
It was a door to nowhere, guys.
Yeah.
That's where the shadow people go.
That's where the shadow people come from.
Well, they
look
apparently
the water
can walk.
Down
I just I love the
building.
Idea of Lisa being a hotel consultant and being like, listen, don't even start worrying about the shadow people yet. Everything here is disgusting.
The shadow people are the least of your worries.
Look at the chair covers. They're disgusting.
Everything's stained.
Look at the view. It's gross.
The carpet.
It's
from 73.
Oh.
You have a Barney purple colored carpet.
Oh.
Kidney shaped pool.
The beds. Look, you guys,
oh,
the beds.
Oh, no. I'm surprised they even have security cameras. I guess they need them probably.
But here's the
like
thing
that.
If you're
stuff
the Eagles, if
yeah.
you're the
oh,
Eagles,
that hot
nest,
tub. What is that hot tub like?
Mm-mm.
You want a ghost to be there so that maybe people will go and spend $67 a night.
Just to see a ghost? See
like
the ghost.
James said he'd sleep in that elevator with that shadow person.
Yeah.
What are the reviews here? Let's see.
Not good. Right.
Tons of bed bugs.
Yeah.
1 out of 5.
Oh, yeah. No heat in the lobby. Carpet in the halls was
oh
something
my God.
Else to behold.
That's weird. The elevator skips floors
outdated,
randomly.
Outdated furniture that's almost falling apart. No phone in the room. Ceiling has water stains. Carpet is ripped. Lobby and hallways are so dark.
There's definitely like a, you know, a ghost in there, though, because
yeah.
you know how many people died in that place, probably?
Oh, people die every day.
Here at the Eagle's Nest, people die every day.
There's like a, probably a sign that's like days without a death, and then they're always, it's always, damn it.
Erase it.
Zero.
Yep. Happened again. Carl, you're going to want to go look at room 313.
Is it a mess up there?
It's another dead body.
Dead hooker again?
Go erase
God
the board.
Damn it. God damn it.
Erase the board.
Oh, my God.
It's zero.
We had a good streak there. It was two.
We had it at three at one
yeah.
point.
Oh, yeah.
It was last month, but...
pool is down. Carpet is dirty. Outdated furniture in the room. Bathroom looked dirty. Pillow had a big stain on it.
Oh.
The heater had a weird smell coming out of it.
A moldy smell.
Needed a shower after leaving for a different hotel.
And this was their family trip?
Yeah.
It's a family trip.
I love their responses. Hey, Kyle.
We really,
you know, like,
your
you
satisfaction
just
is important to us. We're sorry we missed the mark this time. We'll take your feedback seriously. We'll hope you'll give us another chance.
Yeah, another person then. Jacob had a fine time.
Jacob was okay. Jacob's got some low standards.
They look like their rooms didn't match.
This is the kind
oh,
of hotel
look.
That my parents could go to and be like, I tell you, boy,
fantastic.
$60. And it was gorgeous. Queen size bed, had a pool, had a hot tub. Like
Dixie Rogers says, we'll never stay here again. Talk about heebie-jeebies. If you like looking under the bed, 21 cameras kind of thrill. This is the place. That was that pervert. Mm. That guy who was taping everything.
Oh.
Hi.
Dixie doesn't like it.
No, Dixie doesn't like it. This place should be shut down. Would have been a great location for a remake of The Shining.
So it is
rundown.
Creepy
yeah,
in there, then.
It is creepy.
Well, did you see it?
Dude, there was
I
a
know,
shadow
but
person.
I mean, I don't know.
It's creepy.
I guess I don't look at, like, 70s decor. As like creepy,
I
think like 30s decor.
I know what
is
you mean.
Creepy.
That is,
yeah,
a really creepy place.
No pool,
in a different kind of way.
Dark and scary, foggy window, couldn't see out.
They showed us the pool.
Looked like a crime scene.
But that must be old pictures.
Oh,
always smelled like trash.
Badly in need of paint. Expect this place to be closed in the near future.
Floating microwave.
Small demon child.
Okay, but let's be honest about whatever that
Small
is,
demon child.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, it's either for some reason they know someone who can do a special effect.
No, dude, they can't afford special effects.
I know, that's why they need to know someone.
They can't afford anything.
Every time I've ever seen...
It has like a... It's like a shadow, but then it... It has a trail to it.
Yes.
Yeah, like it's like
it's not a shadow. There's no way that's a shadow.
It's an interdimensional being.
Yeah. Mm.
I think he was just stealing what something from the
cart. What did the shadow person need from the cart?
Shampoo.
Maybe. Something
yeah,
to clean
but
up.
Aren't they coming from a closed elevator?
Yes.
Like, what are you really... Right. What is it really?
Dude, it's. I think it's that interdimensional
but
stuff.
Why are you there?
Yeah.
It's kicking it. And why? Needed a place to
what
stay.
Do you, why?
He
there?
He was on the wrong
you could
floor.
You can stay anywhere you want.
Okay, here's a. I'm just going to throw something out
when
at you,
you
and
go to
I know
a
it's
five
weird.
Star
I'm
going
to throw something out
place.
To you, and you're going to think it's weird.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to
I'm throwing
do that?
It out.
Throw it out.
I'm throwing it out.
Okay.
One of the things that people tend to think
what?
About whatever it is that's going on, whatever this other stuff is that people see, whether
yeah.
it's aliens, UFOs,
okay.
ghosts, whatever, is that they're drawn to places of like traumatic things. So like they feed off of
it's
negative
bad
emotion.
Decor.
Negative emotion. So imagine, Lise,
dirty
you,
places.
You booked a room here.
You're just a very negative
how,
person if you booked a room here.
Right, but no, like you're just, you're freaked out. You're scared. You have, but something gets something out of that.
It feeds on it.
From you.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would you be at that place? Because I'm sure most people's lives are pretty tragic.
Yeah.
If this is where you're...
Right, all the tragedy and trauma like has attracted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen, obviously to me it's like follow the science. I'm about that. But there's a group of people that feel like it has something to do with like negativity and... pain.
The thing, whenever I've seen, like, I watch like a ton of ghost shows, and when they catch these shadow things all the time, and they all look like that, and they all move like.
They all
well,
look the
they
same.
Say nine yeah. out of 10 times, if a ghost appears as a child, it's a demon mimicking a small child to fool humans, and that's what the headline of the.
What sure looks
is.
Like a demon?
Evil ghost masquerading as child.
Yeah.
But why does a demon need something off the cart?
I think it was just peeking its head out.
Why does it look like it took something?
It did look like it took
went
something.
To the cart went, and
like
then it went back into its realm.
It's like, I need a towel. Extra towel, please.
It brought an extra towel into its realm.
Into its realm. I love Lisa Jenna. It's going to its realm.
Okay, I'm going to throw something out there. Ready, Lisa?
Why?
I'm going to throw
what?
Something
no.
out there. What? Demons use a lot of towels.
They go through a lot of towels.
They do.
They're
very
do.
Moist.
Why?
They shower a lot.
It's hot in hell. You're sweating profusely.
It's hot as hell.
They're a wet bunch.
So many questions.
They always got a towel off.
If you want to see the footage yourself, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. That's where you'll find it. twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. We just tweeted it.
It's just always so weird. It's like it's around. It's like 3 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Same
you know,
thing.
But every time I've seen video footage of them, they all move just like that, and they all go around corners and peek. And
it moved fast, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it was super fast. But it did. I'm with Lisa. It looked like it took something from the cart.
Well, if you were thinking about staying at this place.
Don't.
Well, like, look at the hallway itself. It looks like the beginning of The Walking Dead, where he realized, like, he wakes up and he's like, whoa, what's happened? And there's just stuff strewn
yeah.
everywhere in the hallway.
Yeah, everywhere, yeah.
Man,
that's creepy.
That's spooky.
Because there's no way there's just a child running around in there.
No.
There's no
not,
way a
that's,
child's
that's
running
not a child.
Around in there.
That's not a child.
It's
not a
shadow. I do apologize for the shadow person. We'd like to offer you a free stay. Next time you're in town.
Have some
Quincy.
Workout.
I like the truthful front desk lady. I kind of love that idea.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Shadow person's the least of your worries here.
Yeah.
Wait till you see the beds. Anyway, room 213.
Don't go in the pool. Don't go in the hot tub. If you can avoid taking a shower this whole weekend, probably smart. Enjoy your stay.
Do you have any crucifixes?
Yeah, could help. Here's your garlic clove. Here's some sage. If you do like some sage stuff, sometimes it helps to keep the shadow people away.
There's multiple ones in the hotel. And I try to chase them away, but they're fast.
They're so fast.
I'm the maintenance guy.
That's our maintenance guy. His name's Rick.
Yeah, he had to deal with these shadow people always.
Rick!
Yeah, what do you
Rick,
think?
There's this shadow person again. Oh,
God damn it again.
And here's your sage.
Thanks. I'll go sage it up. Try to send it back to its own dimension.
He's running again. He's running.
That's a real pain in the ass trying to send these things back to their own dimension.
We're supposed to sell rooms with all these shadow people everywhere.
Listen, I'm dealing with air conditioners that are from 1975.
I get it, Rick. Oh, there's no one here, but the bell's ringing.
Oh, God damn it.
Goddamn shadow.
All right,
person.
Well, I'll go try to do a seance or something. Send it back to its own realm, but I can't do it till after lunch. I haven't even had a sandwich.
I guess we can wait.
All right.
Yeah, we get it, shadow person. Jesus Christ. I hate that stupid bell.
Hold your horses.
Huh? He's going to keep ringing it until you sage him.
I'll go sage him right now, then.
Sorry about your sandwich. We'll warm it up.
I'd really like to have a sandwich at some point.
Yeah, he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop.
Why do you have a bell there? Take the bell. There's nobody in a hotel.
Look at creepy little hands up there.
Nobody steals. Nobody stays here. Why do we have a bell?
It's stuck to the countertop. You can't remove it because someone wanted to steal it in 67.
Oh, God damn it.
They just bolted it down. I can't do anything about it.
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
You said it, Rick. You said it, Rick.
Jesus Christ, he's a
son of a bitch. Sage's ass. Now I'm sick of him. Sick of him. Oh, he just went into the closed elevator again.
I'm about done with you yelling at me.
I'm sorry. You know how emotional I get about this.
I know. Yeah, I get
it's
it.
A lot.
I get
we
it.
We work with shadow folks.
I get it. It's the worst hotel of all time. Shadow people.
We're in
bugs,
Quincy.
Purple carpets.
We're in Quincy, Illinois in a 1976.
Life is a nightmare here.
That's the town slogan.
That thing,
life is a nightmare here.
That thing will not
Quincy.
Stop with that goddamn bell.
He's never going to stop. I told you he's not going to stop. I tried, if maybe we just ignore it.
Listen, how about this? I go take care of the shadow person. I'll save him back to his own realm, and then you and I will go to Arby's. We got a pipe.
I would love some roast beef.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here for a minute. It's not like anyone's going to come to
today
the front
desk.
Today
is an Arby's kind of day.
Extra soft.
I'm with you. Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.